From VOA Learning English, this is American Mosaic. I'm Katie Weaver. Thanks for joining us. On the show today, we remember Oscar de la Renta. He died this week at the age of 82. De la Renta designed for first ladies as well as movie stars. Then we play a little of the Tony Bennett Lady Gaga CD, Cheek to Cheek. And finally, we tell you about the winners of the 2014 Nobel Peace Prize. Stay tuned. Clothing designer Oscar de la Renta died Monday at his home in the American state of Connecticut. He was 82 years old. His wife said he died of problems related to cancer. Mr. De La Renta dressed American movie stars and first ladies. Amal Alamuddin chose De La Renta to design the dress she wore to her wedding to George Clooney last month. Oscar De La Renta was born in Santo Domingo, the capital of the Dominican Republic, in 1932. His interest in women's clothing is perhaps not surprising. He grew up with six sisters. After he completed high school, De La Renta went to Madrid to study art. His first love was painting, but an interest in fashion design developed. The young man found his first design job in Europe. But he did not stay long. He moved to New York City to work for the Elizabeth Arden Company. In the late 1960s, he opened his own house of fashion design. He became popular quickly in Hollywood and in the nation's capital. The first American first lady he dressed was the former Jacqueline Kennedy. De La Renta was very close to President Ronald Reagan's wife, Nancy. Many of her fashions came from De La Renta. Hillary Clinton was also a big fan. Ms. Clinton spoke in April at an event to honor Oscar De La Renta. She described him as the man working for 20 years to turn me into a fashion icon. Oscar De La Renta's style mixed romantic, feminine elements with a modern edge that included bright color. He once said that his love of rich colors came from his Hispanic roots. He called it his island side. Oscar De La Renta did not just work in the fashion industry. He was also a major supporter of the arts. The designer discovered he had cancer in 2006. Last year, he spoke about that part of his life. He told a gathering at the 92nd Street Y organization in New York City that learning about his cancer made him appreciate every single day of life. Michelle Obama was among several presidents' wives and movie stars who released statements of regret over the death of Oscar De La Renta. Nancy Reagan noted her 50-year friendship with the designer. She called him a kind, gracious individual with a generous spirit who brought beauty and elegance to everything he touched.
She gets too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
I never bother
with people that I hate. That's why this chick is a tramp.
Singers Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga are sitting on top of Billboard's Top 200 Albums list. Their joint album of long-standing jazz hits, Cheek to Cheek, was released September 23rd. Tony Bennett is now the oldest living artist to enter the Top 200 at number one. He turned 88 in August. The much younger Lady Gaga is enjoying her second number one album in less than a year.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life. From jazz and cocktails.
Cheek to Cheek pushed singer Barbra Streisand's latest album, Partners, out of the top spot. The album is also a collection of duets, or songs produced with two performers. Partners is spending its second week out at number three on the chart. Country singer Kenny Chesney's album, The Big Revival, entered the top 200 this week at number two. Cheek to Cheek includes songs from music greats Irving Berlin, Duke Ellington, Billy Strayhorn, and others. It opens with the humorous, lively Cole Porter song, Anything Goes. The 1934 song paints a picture of a world gone wild. It jokes about a modern society unrestrained in terms of public behavior and social interaction, especially between the sexes. Lady Gaga sings, "In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking, but now, God knows, anything goes."
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked down as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes.
Good authors too, who once knew better words, now only use four-letter words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today.
And day's night today, and black's white today.
And most guys today, that woman prize today,
are just silly gigolos.
And though I'm not a great romancer,
I know you're bound to answer
when we propose. Anything goes! Go!
Go!
Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga are doing some shows together to support the album. Not that it needs much support. Cheek to Cheek is also on top of Billboard's Jazz Albums chart. A child rights campaigner and a child education activist will share the 2014 Nobel Peace Prize. The Norwegian Nobel Committee announced the two winners on Friday. They are Malala Yousafzai of Pakistan and India's Kailash Satyarthi. The Nobel Committee said the prize was awarded for their struggle against the suppression of children and young people and for the right of all children to an education. It added that the committee considers it important for a Hindu and a Muslim, an Indian and a Pakistani, to join in a common struggle for education and against extremism. Malala Yousafzai becomes the youngest winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. She is only 17 years old. She had been pushing for girls' education in Pakistan for several years when Taliban gunmen shot her in the head in 2012. Doctors in Pakistan and later Britain treated Malala. She has since recovered and continues to fight for women's rights around the world. Kailash Satyarthi has been leading a peaceful movement to end abuse of children for financial gain. The Nobel Committee says he also has assisted in the development of important international agreements on children's rights. The two winners will split the $1.1 million in prize money. Nobel officials will present the award on December 10th in Oslo, Norway. I'm Katie Weaver. Thanks for joining us on American Mosaic. If you have a question about American life, people, or places, send us an email to learningenglish@voanews.com. We'll try to answer your question in a future show. And tune in again next week at this time for another American Mosaic program from VOA Learning English.